Seeing none, ready for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And with that vote, the Florida Public Service Commission this afternoon approved a settlement between Gulf Power and a mixture of business groups and government agencies that will result in a rate hike beginning this January. The utility had proposed a rate hike of just over $74 million for next year and another $16 and change for 2015. The settlement, which was filed Friday but approved today, called for a hike of $35 million for 2014 and an additional $20 million in 2015.
As with any successful settlement, all sides have given and all sides have received.
Jeffrey Stone is a lawyer for Gulf Power. He spoke before the commission in favor of the settlement.
We are all united in support of this settlement and urge its approval. And our commitment is to each other to make this settlement work. It's an agreement by all the parties to our case and resolves all the issues in this case. The agreement itself is clear and straightforward, and we note that it represents give and take by each of us. It is the result of intense negotiations over an extended period of time. And although no party to this agreement got everything they wanted, each party received important benefits from their perspective that allowed us to reach a collective agreement.
Gulf Power's customers were represented by the Florida Office of Public Counsel. Associate Counsel Charles Raywinkle spoke before the PSC in favor of the settlement.
The public counsel's signature on the document represents his statutorily established determination that the settlement is, in its entirety, an outcome that is in the public interest and in the best interest of the customers he represents, given all the factors that he considered and weighed in representing those customers.
There were many different parties to this legal action, which meant the comprehensive settlement was the result of months of hard work. J.R. Kelly is the public counsel for the state of Florida.
Our office had intervened early on. We were the first intervener because our office is statutorily set up to represent all the ratepayers. We represent all customers of Gulf. That includes the residential customers, the commercial customers, the large industrial customers. And after we had intervened, there was also the Florida Industrial Power Users Group. They intervened, Walmart intervened, and the federal executive agencies intervened. And the federal executive agencies basically represents the military bases that are in Gulf Power Company's service area.
And at the Public Service Commission hearing, the military was represented by Major Chris Thompson of the federal executive agencies. He had praise for both the settlement and the people responsible for hammering it out.
I'd like to say that we agree with the interveners and Gulf Power, and we believe it is in the best interest for the federal executive agencies and our six large military bases to enter into this settlement agreement. I work in a handful of other states, and working with Mr. Stone and staff and all the interveners plus the commission was above professional in all facets of this settlement.
The $35 million rate hike will add about $4 to the average residential electric bill. The $20 million hike for 2015 will add an additional $250. Florida Public Counsel J.R. Kelly thinks it's a good deal for ratepayers.
We do believe it's a very fair and a reasonable deal for the ratepayers. They are going to get hit with some increase, but not near as much as they would have if Gulf had gotten what they asked for.
The rate hike will allow Gulf Power to continue modifying and upgrading their electric transmission infrastructure.
Certainly, we're pleased. We've got a lot of work to do in maintaining our system and making sure we keep reliability high for our customers.
Jeff Rogers is Corporate Communications Manager for Gulf Power.
And a lot of this is some aging infrastructure, and when we're talking about substations, transmission lines, for example, right in the heart of Pensacola, the DeVille substation has been totally redone, and then some of the equipment in there was 50 years old.
Rogers also said that one of the provisions of the agreement that consumers might like is that Gulf Power's base rates cannot increase again until July of 2017. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.